After right-wing organizer and influencer Charlie Kirk was assassinated recently, conservatives seemed to be falling all over themselves to pay tribute to him, but they weren't the only ones. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with freelance writer and organizer Bryce Green about the praise that's been lavished on Kirk.
So, Charlie Kirk and what you're referring to as the censorship wave, what's going on there? I've certainly heard a lot of tributes to him in the conservative media. He's considered a great hero. Even Nick Fuentes, one of his rivals, had some decent things to say about him. What do you make of all this? What's going on there?
Well, one of the weirdest things that's going on is that he's not just being praised in the conservative media. He's also being praised in the liberal media. You know, like the New York Times, Ezra Klein just wrote several articles where he was discussing how important Charlie Kirk's contribution to American political discourse was. And he just sat down with Ben Shapiro, of all people, to talk about political de-escalation, quote unquote. But it's all kind of farcical when you consider that Charlie Kirk was a raving racist, open Islamophobe, open supporter of some of the worst things that America and its allies have done around the world. And it really is kind of shocking that that's all being whitewashed. Ta-Nehisi Coates, one of the great writers of our time, who is, you know, on a hot streak of getting things correct, responded to Ezra Klein and some of the other liberal media who were really whitewashing Charlie's actual effects and actual dangerous rhetoric, because that is very important, right? Like, if just because someone dies, gets shot in the neck, does not mean that they are now a saint, that they're Jesus Christ, or that they're even a good person who should be lauded. I mean, the idea that you're not supposed to criticize political figures after they die is really just a childish notion. No serious person should even take that seriously. But that's where we are right now.
I guess some of it was giving him credit for being such a good organizer. And some people thought he was a good debater, and he kind of transformed the conservative movement on college campuses, that kind of thing.
Right. You know, and that's all true. You know, you can praise, you know, leaders of the Nazi Party for being very good and talented at mobilizing the people to take over the Germany. But that doesn't mean that that's a good thing. You know, lots of horrible people have qualities that are, well, you know, pretty remarkable and impressive, but they're being used for evil. So you have this weird situation in which both the right and the, don't call it the left, but you know, the radical center that represents the left flank of American politics are really praising this guy and kind of silencing anyone who has harsh words for him. I have plenty of harsh words for him. I've said my piece. You know, he's a bad person. The world is certainly better off without him, although the manner of his exit might signal more harm than good. I'm not going to pretend like the world would be somehow better if Charlie Kirk was able to go to a college campus tomorrow, talk about how much he hates trans people and how much he wants to kill Muslims. Like, I don't think that's a good thing. I think that should be uncontroversial. But one of the other ill effects of this media event that is this assassination is that people all over the country are using it to crack down on people. Not just people offering harsh criticisms of Charlie Kirk, not just people saying, you know, this guy was a bozo, I'm not sorry he's gone, but people who are just simply not deferential enough to the idea of Charlie Kirk. People who have been saying things like, well, you know, murder's a tragedy, I don't support political violence, but Charlie Kirk was a racist and that's not good. People have been fired for saying that. Of course, this is spearheaded by one of the supreme impresarios of cancel culture from the right wing, libs of TikTok, a woman named Chaya Raichik, who's, I mean, you can go find her. She's not very intelligent or charismatic or anything, but her entire shtick is calling out people online, getting people doxxed and harassed in the real world for minor things. You know, if a teacher posts that they're gay on TikTok, you can expect the child will go after them. If, you know, someone says that, you know, Trump sucks and they're a public official, child will go after them. It's really lowbrow stuff. But recently, her shtick has been prowling the internet and getting her minions to prowl the internet for public posts, Facebook or Twitter or what have you, of anyone, like military, student officials, university professionals, anyone who is saying anything semi-critical of Charlie Kirk. Not that they're endorsing violence, not that they're endorsing this act of vigilantism, not that they're even saying that the world is better that Charlie's dead. Again, like, this is all mild stuff. They're saying, you know, I could just go and read some of the things that people are attacking these people for. In fact, someone was just fired from Ball State University for saying something just mild, very tepid criticism. Allow me to pull this up because I don't think this point can really be emphasized without showing this. There's one woman who said, let me be clear. If you think Charlie Kirk was a wonderful person, we can't be friends. His death was a tragedy, and I can and do feel for his wife and children. I believe in the resurrection, and while it's difficult, I can and do pray for his soul. Charlie Kirk's death is a reflection of the violence, fear, and hatred he sowed. It does not excuse his death, and it's a sad truth.
For a balanced, post, reasonable statement, yeah.
Just way more balanced than I would have been, that I have been, than I think a lot of people have been in private. I mean, this guy's not good. But Ball State just fired this person. Ball State University.
Is there an appeal process? You know, academic freedom would come into play, maybe?
Well, Ball State just published a statement on this. It says, on September 10th, Miss... I'm not going to give her name, posted a statement on social media related to the assassin of Mr. Charlie Kirk. Our administration determined the post was inconsistent with the distinctive nature and trust of this person's leadership position at Ball State University, and the post caused significant disruption to the university. Consistent with recent case law, blah, 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 blah. The administration evaluated the impact of the significant disruption to the university's mission and operations. As a result of the review, our administration has terminated this person's employment effective immediately. No additional information will be released on this personnel matter. This is crazy. And this is just one of many, many examples.
Also, the idea that the violence, political violence in the country, is really something that the left commits and that the right is very peaceful, that idea.
Right. You know, this right after the assassination, like within days, I believe it was Department of Justice, it might have been another department, they removed a study that showed that the majority of the credible threats of domestic terrorism and credible acts of domestic terrorism come from the political right, the right side of the political spectrum. It's almost minuscule on the left. There's this narrative that, oh, you know, The left is always so violent, and the right is also so violent, and the right just is so peaceful. It just doesn't relate to the facts in any way, shape, or form.
What do you make of the, I guess it's not a firing, but the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel, and I think maybe there was another TV host that was temporarily canceled. Is that part of what you're talking about there?
This is exactly what I'm talking about. So this wasn't a state-mandated crackdown on speech. This is a corporate crackdown on speech, which in a lot of ways should be considered just as bad and maybe in some ways more important, because they have such a greater influence over the media ecosystems that we all live in and consume and exist in. What happened was Jimmy Kimmel made a comment about the alleged shooter, and we can talk about the allegations of who actually killed Charlie Kirk and this young man that they are accusing of doing this. But Kimmel referred to him as, a MAGA right-wing Republican. That doesn't appear to be the case. In fact, this guy appears to be very apolitical. Tyler Robinson, reporting has shown that he wasn't really like one of those crazy deep web, 4chan lunatics, at least in much of his online presence. But the fact that Kimmel said this upset a lot of people. And so a number of the owners of Nexstar and Sinclair, these are television conglomerates. They own stations and production product chains and all sorts of things, all sorts of big money. But they said that they would refuse to air the show if Kimmel wasn't fired. And Kimmel was fired very quickly. And in fact, Sinclair, I believe, went further and said that it's not enough that Kimmel's fired. We want an apology. We want an apology to the wife of Charlie Kirk. And it's just ridiculous nonsense. It's almost a totalitarian level of thought control and enforcement. And it should be very worrying that the murder of just this right-wing agitator is going to be one of the instigating moments for a massive crackdown. I mean, Trump just recently designated, for what it's worth, Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. It seems to be legally dubious how he's doing that, but I mean, it's very clear what his intention is. And that seems to be one of the biggest long-term effects of this assassination.
Any hope for pushback, resistance, and trying to restore free speech?
Well, there's always hope, right? You know, there are always people fighting for it. But if trends persist, that won't happen. The political left, again, the center, the left flank of the country, the Democrats, they don't seem to be doing much at all about any of this. In fact, like I said, the New York Times, the standard bearer of the American liberal establishment, was really promoting this idea that Charlie Kirk was some sort of hero to be emulated, or at least downplaying and whitewashing just the awful nature of his Islamophobia and his just racism in general. This seems to be part and parcel of what the New York Times ideological mission is, which is to avoid any serious critique of power and to be the gatekeepers and to prioritize this faux civility over anything like substance. You know, prioritize the presentation and the ability to sit down and debate with your enemies and talk with them reach across the aisle. Yeah. They prioritize that over the actual material effects of what is actually being discussed. And it's that sort of ideological poverty that has really led to this disastrous situation the country is in politically, economically, socially, and, you know, all the other lees that you could think of.
That's writer and commentator Bryce Green speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. And we should add here that after this interview was conducted, it was announced that late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel will be returning to his TV slot, at least on many of the stations that aired his show. This interview was released on September 22nd, 2025.